The History Keepers, Circus Maximus, written by Damian Dibben and read by Simon Shepherd.
Chapter 1. The Queen of the Night. The night Jake Jones brought total disgrace upon himself and jeopardized the very survival of the History Keepers' Secret Service was so unnaturally bitterly cold that the Baltic Sea almost froze over. From the rocky windswept shores of Denmark in the west to the frozen remoteness of Finland in the north, an endless expanse of ice as thin as gossamer and a ghostly silver in the moonlight curved across the horizon. A continual dusting of soft snow seemed to silence this far corner of the earth in an otherworldly hush. A ship, with blue sails, broke through the veneer of ice even as it was forming, heading for the twinkling lights of Stockholm. A fairy-tale archipelago of bays, promontories and islets. The ship was called the Tulip, and at the creaking wheels stood a tall figure in a long fur coat. He reached out an elegant, gloved hand and rang the bell. "It's time, gentlemen," he announced in a soft Charleston drawl. Immediately, two more silhouettes, both well wrapped up, came out of the snowy darkness and joined him at the helm, followed by a brightly coloured bird, a parrot, who nestled, shivering, on his master's shoulders. They gazed out eagerly through the snow as the ship sailed on towards the port. Their faces were slowly illuminated. The figure in fur was strikingly handsome. A smile played across his chiselled face. Next to him stood the owner of the parrot, a shorter boy with spectacles, his brows raised in a studious frown. The last person had olive skin, curly dark hair and big brown eyes that blinked with excitement. Three intrepid adolescents, young agents of the History Keepers' Secret Service, Nathan Wilder, Charlie Cheeverly, and Jake Jones. Charlie was the first to speak. "Head for that central island there," he said, pointing towards a group of spires and towers. "That's Stadsholmen, Stockholm's old town. The grand jewel of these islands, centre of the Swedish Empire. Though sadly, of course, we're not arriving in the city's heyday. In 1710, our old friend the plague came here, taking out nearly a third of the population." "Not arriving in its heyday?" drawled Nathan, pulling his coat tighter against the snow. "That's putting it mildly. Sweden in the winter of 1782 has got to be the most inhospitable place in history." He produced a tiny box from his pocket and applied lip salve. "If my lips get any drier, they'll fall off." "Hell's bells, Nathan! 92!" Charlie exclaimed, closing his eyes and clenching his teeth in annoyance. "We're in 1792. Honestly, I sometimes wonder how you made it this far." Mr. Drake, that was the name of his pet parrot, squawked in agreement, puffing up his feathers indignantly at the American. "I'm pulling your leg," Nathan smirked. "Do you really think I'd be wearing this ankle-length sable coat in 1782? Not to mention these buckle-less riding boots, so austere they're practically Napoleonic." He turned to Jake. "The 1790s are all about dressing down." Nathan loved clothes almost as much as he loved an adventure. "Buckle-less riding boots, my aunt," Charlie muttered to himself. "And don't even get me started on your sable coat. It's a work of barbaric savagery. Those poor animals had the right to a life as well, you know." As Jake listened to their banter, he felt a great swelling of pride at the thought that he belonged to the greatest and most mysterious organization of all time, the History Keepers' Secret Service. Just a month had passed since his life had changed forever. He had been kidnapped, taken to the London Bureau and informed that his parents had been secretly working for the service for decades and indeed had gone missing in 16th century Italy. From then on, it had been a non-stop rollercoaster ride. He had travelled through time, first to Point Zero, the History Keepers' headquarters on the Mont Saint-Michel in Normandy, 1820, and then to Venice in 1506 as part of the mission to find his mum and dad and to stop the diabolical Prince Zelt from destroying Europe with bubonic plague.